This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Among the Grammy Awards nominees gearing up for this weekend's ceremonies, alongside musicians such as U2, Sam Smith, and Chick Corea, is Oklahoma native, grandmother, and former Harvard professor turned Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren is nominated in the spoken word category of the Grammys for her audiobook, A Fighting Chance. In the book, she talks about her battle against big banks, big oil, and a system she says is rigged in favor of those with money and power. Here's an excerpt of Warren reading from her book, where she says much of her passion stems from her working class upbringing.
I will be grateful to my mother and daddy until the day I die. They worked hard, really hard, to help my brothers and me along. But we also succeeded, at least in part, because we were lucky enough to grow up in an America that invested in kids like us and helped build a future where we could flourish.
Senator Warren has some stiff Grammy competition, including former President Jimmy Carter and the late comedian Joan Rivers. Joining us to talk more about Warren's nomination is Prince Charles Alexander. He's a professor of music production and engineering at Berklee College of Music. He's also a Grammy-winning producer, and he's on the Grammy board. Well, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Deb, for inviting me.
So first, how common is it for a popular politician to get nominated for something like this?
The first time I heard of it, Bill Clinton was nominated and eventually won. I wasn't on the board at that time of the Grammys, and I have since gotten on the board, and President Obama has one, Hillary Clinton has one, so it's relatively common.
So do you think she has a chance of winning, and how do you judge something like this? I mean, how is it really message?
I would err on the side that the people who have nominated her are thinking about the message and what she stands for behind her message. So even though there is a Grammy nomination going on here, I believe that people are listening to it and saying, I want to be a part of your world, I understand your world, and I want your message to be heard by more people.
So it's a little political.
It seems like it. And when I listen to it, it sounds like an extended political ad to me, which is not a bad thing if you believe her stance. If you don't believe her stance, it's probably going to be a hard pill to swallow.
Right. But are there certain things that you've produced rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a similarity there that you see in forms of music that you think the judges might be looking for in this spoken word category? Is there something else going on here?
Well, if I listen to it, I would want to come away from it feeling like I've been immersed into her world, like her relationships, her struggles, very similar to the way I would feel when I listen to an Eminem record. I don't know anything about living in a trailer park, but when I come away from an Eminem record, I feel like I've gone into a world, I've been invited in, I've been shown around, and really the descriptions that he gives in his records make me feel a little bit more empowered and a little bit more enriched about that environment.
We have another clip of her that I'd like to listen to where she talks about her background a little bit. And it also says something, I think, about her presence here.
I never expected to run for office. But then again, I never expected to do a lot of things in my life. I never expected to climb a mountain. I never expected to meet the President of the United States. I never expected to be a blonde. But here I am. The story starts in Oklahoma, where I grew up. And it tumbles through a life built around husbands and babies and setting the kitchen on fire.
Husbands and babies and setting the kitchen on fire. You know, how much of that is a factor?
This is a hit record. If I could put this to music, this is going to be a hit. She is connecting on many, many cylinders, the Midwest with Oklahoma, being a mother, being a grandmother. I didn't think I was going to be blonde. I love that one. She's definitely looking for those commonalities to reach out to people. I'm an American, and I have an American story. And that's where it ties in to the Eminems of the world for me and the Nas's of the world and those other people who are doing rap records that are telling their American story.
He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it.
Prince Charles Alexander, professor of music production and engineering at Berklee College of Music. He's also a Grammy-winning producer and on the Grammy board. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Dad.
Your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.